Welcome here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, joined today by Crusaders head coach Nathan Lindsay. Nathan, we appreciate you joining us here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Always good chatting with you guys.
I know me and Jeff last week broadcast your game against Glidden Ralston there. I asked you kind of the similar question Friday night. You guys and Glidden were in kind of a shootout to start that first quarter. Then you guys separated yourselves there. What do you feel like kind of elevated yourselves to get to that next level?
We just needed to execute a little bit better on both sides of the ball. We've been kind of shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit offensively, not getting the big of a push as we normally get. So once we get that figured out, we got the offensive rolling a little bit. And then defensively, we just settled down, broke down, didn't fly right by all of them, all that stuff. So, once both sides got settled in, what you said, it kind of got taken care of there in that second quarter. So I was just proud of the guys for obviously executing and then also listening to, what we were telling them on the sideline.
And then I got to ask for you guys there, that game meant a lot for the program. It was either you win and you're into the postseason, you lose, you need a little help to get in there. What was kind of the pregame feels or the pregame talks that you were giving to the kids going into this matchup?
Yeah, pregame was, plain and simple, kind of like what we had been talking about all week. It was, like you just said, it was win and we're in. Otherwise, it's who knows what's going to happen. So that was the big message for the week, and we carried it all the way into pregame on Friday. Is, fellas, if you want to play playoff football, go take care of business, and we don't want to have to worry about anything else around the districts and around the state. So they came out and did that, and I couldn't ask for a better result.
For you guys as well, taking care of business was kind of the statement that I had felt fit your guys' team all season here. Specifically against Glidden Ralston, you had Ethan Bauer and Tucker Lewis on the offensive end kind of being your dynamic duo in the backfield there. How well has that duo started to mesh together in this later part of the season?
Yeah, that duo's been meshing really well here recently. Obviously, with Tucker having to start two games with Caden down and Ethan being our consistent back, those two started the beginning of the season where those two weren't working too much together. And then obviously Tucker getting thrown in there, they ended up working a lot together. So it's just one of those, it's coming together, which I'm proud of those two guys. Ethan been a workhorse all year, done great things. And again, I think Tucker's slowly starting to come into the football player I expected him to be. I think Friday was his best game, hands down, this season. And then also I'm just proud of him because he has kind of been all over the place all year with just not knowing how much he's going to play to, mix it in there when Caden first got banged up to starting to, mix it in again and then Friday playing predominantly most of the games. So just proud of both of those two for going out and executing at a high level.
For you guys as well, in 8-man football, sometimes when there's a lack of defense, it can become a shootout there. But for you guys, you kind of held your own on the defensive end against Glidden Ralston. What do you feel like you saw out there in your defensive crew that was able to keep them kind of at bay?
Yeah, I thought our defense Friday night did a good job of going out and doing their job. The last 2 weeks before Glidden, we gave up a lot of points, didn't do our job. I know we played really good opponents, but we can't use that as an excuse. We didn't execute well defensively. Our big thing defensively this year seems to be we have people always in the right spot. We just don't finish the play. So that was the big message on Friday is we got to take good angles, finish the play. Like everyone is there, but now finish the play. And so I thought we did that really well. Once we got settled in, obviously those two touchdowns early they gave it that shootout vibe. But, our defensive coordinator did a great job of reminding the guys, hey, just, do what we did all week. Remember what we talked about all week.
For you guys, well, you talked about the competition you've played this year. Four of the teams in the postseason are from your own district there. Do you feel like that kind of gives you guys a little bit of a stand on kind of how much competition you played all year?
Yeah, I think our district this year is one of the toughest 8-man districts there is. Obviously, with getting four teams in, and obviously Cam didn't miss by much. I mean, there's arguably five teams that are really, really tough in our district, and it showed week in and week out in the scores. I mean, we didn't, we had close games, we had shootouts, we had every type of game in the book. So I think that gives us the edge. Like, it feels like every game we were playing four complete quarters of football, like hard competition, and so I think that's going to help us here in the postseason. because I think we've had everything thrown our way. So we're just got a lot of experience under our belt this season.
For you guys now on the road at Clarksville, I mean, it's going to be a big matchup for you, first round of the postseason here. Clarksville is going to try to stop your guys' offense here. What does their defense look like?
Their defense has been showing what we've been seeing the past couple of weeks, a traditional three front with three linebackers. They've got two linebackers that flow hard, that we'll have our hands full with them. Got to get one of them blocked up for sure. He flies around and shoots alleys really hard. And then their defensive backs are going to give us a lot of cushion to make plays. So I'm excited for that. But I think we'll be just fine on offense. I've been saying it all year. It starts with our four guys up front delivering the push. When we win that, 10 out of 10 times, good things happen for our offense, regardless of what happens behind them. But it starts with those guys. So I think they'll do a great job executing for us up front. And then after that, it's just letting our skill guys do their thing, both at quarterback, running back, and receiver. They've been doing great jobs all year, executing no matter who it is, whether it be Ethan, Caden, Tucker, Andrew, Gavin, Caleb, doesn't matter. Our skill guys are all capable of going off either all at once or maybe just one person at a time.
For you guys as well, what do you feel like their offense is going to bring to the table that you guys are going to key in on?
Yeah, their offense is pretty cut and dry. They're going to run the rock with their really, really good running back. He's rushed for a little over 1,700 yards. I think he's like third and eight man, something like that. But he's a kid, big physical kid, strong kid, probably one of the bigger running backs we've seen this year. So it's they're gonna do what we do, and they're gonna try and get the ground game going. They're gonna just walk straight forward with their big offensive line and send however many blockers they can in front of them. So we're gonna have to do a great job of tackling for one, and then also getting off blocks and just doing our job overall, what we've been talking about all year.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure interviewing you all season. We wish you guys best luck coming up with Clarksville.
Yes, thank you.